This goes to Dr. Renfer, R-E, N like November, F like Frank, E-R. Fax 989-463-1534. Regarding Kimberly, K-I-M-B-E-R-L-Y, Alonzi. It's A-L-O, N like November, Z like Zebra, I. Date of birth is 9/17/1956. Dear Dr. Renfer, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Alonzi, who was seen in consultation October 14th of 2025 for elevated creatinine levels, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, and proteinuria. She's feeling well today, and her weight is down 10 pounds over the last 3 months. She is taking 7.5 milligram daily of the amlodipine and does need a refill on that. That seems to be working well without any side effects currently. And she's had no hospitalizations or procedures since her consultation. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. No peripheral edema. Medications, I want to highlight Farxiga, 10 milligram daily, lisinopril with hydrochlorothiazide, 20/25, one daily. Metoprolol is 50 milligram daily. Amlodipine, 7.5 milligram daily. She's on Mounjaro, vitamin D, a multivitamin, metformin, and metoprolol, 50 milligram once a day. And also anastrozole, 1 milligram daily. Physical exam, weight is 181 pounds, pulse is 92, blood pressure right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 136 over 70, neck is supple without jugular venous distension, lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion, heart is regular, abdomen soft and non-tender, and no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done January 6th of 2026. We have a microalbumin to creatinine ratio of 339 in the urine. Her creatinine level is 1.77 with estimated GFR of 31. She does fluctuate. Previous levels were 1.43, 1.42, and 1.6. Calcium 10.1, albumin 4.2, electrolytes are normal, magnesium is 1.8, hemoglobin 12.7 with normal white count and a normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with fluctuating creatinine levels. I've asked the patient to get labs every 3 months for us to follow. 2, proteinuria secondary to diabetic nephropathy, currently on lisinopril. And last is hypertension, currently at goal. We did refill her amlodipine, 7.5 milligram daily, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.